Hey, this is Kyle Merkline from the Holiday Distillery, and you're listening to the Bourbon Podcast.
Welcome to Bourbon Podcast, Proof Positive. We haven't done a Proof Positive in a while.
No.
I know.
It's been a while. And especially with all of us here.
I know. Well, the double barrels are like so much fun.
They are so much fun.
Our creative, you know, whatever starts flowing.
We get two drinks for the price of one.
That's right.
Yeah. And we have no idea what we're drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we look like complete fools.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Don't look smart.
That's all right.
It's a great... It's a great time.
I can't tell you some of the funny messages we get over the double barrel. We get some on proof positives. Usually people agree or disagree with our review. What's the one that I didn't like? It was the Irish whiskey. Which one?
No, you liked Redbreast.
I liked Redbreast, which actually shocked me.
Oh, no. The Cavillon. The Taiwanese.
You got some serious messages over that one.
Bet we did.
Yeah. I can't even...
You
I'm not sure I'm
Asia.
Allowed to... Yeah, I cannot go to Asia.
Here's what I think. I think that quote that, you know, that guy sent you an email back, you need to make a t-shirt with that quote.
Oh, no. Here's my favorite.
What was that again? The burned...
It's like they finished... gasoline in a bourbon barrel.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. That was probably
and that is bourbon podcast.
We've done a few I don't want to dog any distillery because I know how much work goes into this. There have been a few folks that we haven't aired.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're always gonna be honest.
Because I'm honest, but there are some where if we don't like it, afterwards I feel badly and we just don't air it.
Did I tell you, like I said this to you guys, maybe I said to you, we had a buddy text me after the second double barrel aired, with Old Rip. And he's like in Larceny and he goes, Joe's on there talking about dark cherries and this and that. And then he's wrong. He goes, I got to find a new bourbon expert.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I was like,
both have dark cherries. Yeah.
So not to pat ourselves on the back too much, but we are the number 3 bourbon podcast.
That's crazy.
And number 4 whiskey podcast. And I'm talking, that's worldwide.
That's
called
wild.
Whiskey with not even the EY, just the Y.
Just any spelling.
It's all organic too.
It's all organic.
Not a nickel has been
invested.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody who listens.
Yeah.
Give us a review, which I think we have a little plug in there to give us a review. Tell us the truth. And honestly, email us. If you don't like something we're doing, because we had some sound issues in the beginning. Remember that?
Yeah.
We were getting a lot of emails, and I got a lot of 1 and 2 star reviews. Right now, we're sitting pretty on Apple, 4.8, you know, on our 5 star review. And people are downloading. We got thousands and thousands of weekly subscribers. We frequently rank in the top 10 of on Apple in the hobbies category for all podcasts, not just whiskey. I think we're number 2 on Apple in the whiskey podcast.
It's crazy. The other day, I was coming down the road and searched just bourbon on Apple. And we were in the top like 3. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, gosh, what is this?
I mean, our livers hate us.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
And it is, because
we appreciate Joe.
And
Joe doing all the homework, man. You do the homework. We just sit around. Kyle and I just drink.
Just show up.
I'm not sure it's worth anything since Kyle's getting texts from people that no longer trust my palate. I'm in trouble.
Hey, those were tough, though. Those double barrels were tough. So we're going to do
should be fun.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, I told you guys before we went on air, this is only the second time I've had Weller Foolproof. I have a couple bottles here. Never go to it. I've had it one other time, so I'm anxious to see if I like it.
And they do several. They do. I mean, you see private barrels too. So I'm surprised.
Yeah, you do.
Yep.
Yeah. I have two bottles over there. One is a private, a barrel pick. So Joe,
well, I think
give us some stats, bro.
What's interesting about what Kyle had mentioned about they're doing single barrels of Foolproof at 114 proof, but then you can find it readily on the secondary market now for $225 or so. And then you have the quote Weller single barrel, the orange label.
Yeah.
Running at $500 to $700 at a lower proof. And what's the difference between a full proof single barrel and a Weller single barrel, really? I mean,
who knows? I don't know. Do you know?
Well, it's Clearly demand. I mean, like
But are they
supply
not
and
like,
demand.
are they older? Are the,
I think it's just a mostly supply and demand,
yeah, I
right?
doubt it's older.
Everybody wants that orange label,
That's so
but
funny.
to go along with the with the whole series.
All right.
But
My preference on all of them, CYPB. I like the white, and I
yeah.
know I'm in the minority because it gets a lot of grief.
Yeah.
All right, so history of Weller, named after William LaRue Weller. We covered this on the last one, a distiller who's credited with using wheat as a secondary grain as opposed to rye. So 1896, Julian Pappy Van Winkle, who is a traveling salesman, he buys William L. Weller. He's a traveling salesman for William L. Weller and Sons. He gains control in, God, I'm totally mangling this up, 1896. 1933, after Prohibition, W.L. Weller and Stitzel Weller merge to form Stitzel Weller Distillery. 1981, Julian Van Winkle takes over after his father passes. 1994, Stitzel Weller closes. 1999, Buffalo Trace buys the label. And in 2002, Buffalo produces all Weller using the Pappy's original recipe. So let's just put that to rest. Every Weller and,
But it's not that
Pappy Van
original,
Winkle.
like the, like I remember we had Julian on, and he was talking about that original yeast strain. Remember, like they used the
Yeah.
live yeast, and Right.
he said it'd be impossible to duplicate that
Yeah.
now.
Like
Correct.
same mash bill, but
Yeah,
yeah.
same recipe, 70% corn, 60% wheat, 14% malted barley. That is their, and that is believed to be their recipe that is not disclosed.
Have you guys ever had some of the dusty Stitzel Weller bottles? Like very old Fitzgerald or very, very old Fitzgerald. Have you guys tried it?
I have a Weller,
No, I
like
don't know that I have.
I have
I
like
have
a
not.
I have a Weller 12 bottled in the old bottling, and it has Stitzel Weller Distillery on the bottom
Yeah, that's
instead
cool.
of Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
So I have one of
Yeah.
those, and I haven't tried it. It's one of the small bottles they sold at the Greenbrier, the resort. In the
Right.
gift shop in the 1970s, 1971 is a 62 bottle. But I've never tried the juice. People say that is the best.
Yeah.
That's what everybody
And
says.
yeah,
What
the best, whiskey.
about you have to have some Pappies that are Stitzel Weller Pappies.
Yeah, and I've got some interesting old Fitzgerald that was distilled back in like
Yeah.
'94 in the big like 1.75
Oh.
gallon jugs, and
Oh,
that's
yeah. I've
probably,
seen those with the
yeah.
green label.
And
Whatever.
this one was
Yeah.
gold, but with a big handle. But it was actually distilled at a time when it was from the original distillate. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff, but that I've come across over the years.
So what's the difference between
All right,
that
so
and this? I mean, other
now, well,
than
let's talk quick about like these Wellers. So everybody's familiar with the Special Reserve, which is the green label, the 107, which is the antique. This is the foolproof. And so here's the difference. If you want to try something different, the greens can be found on the shelves periodically, maybe $50 or $60 a bottle, even though it has a $25 retail. The red, the Weller Antique 107, it's a $50 retail, and it's now, easily pushing $90 to $100 on the
yeah, I usually
secondary
see it
market.
$100.
And if you want to go to the blue label, this Weller Foolproof, it's only like 60 on a retail, but you can't find it. So you're going to pay, roughly 225 on the secondary market for this blue. But why would you pay that extra? For a couple of reasons. One, the green, you're moving from 90 proof to the red 107, and the blue is at 114 proof. So you're going to get a much closer to like true barrel proof whiskey. It's believed to be maybe a year older than the green and the red, but that can't be verified because it is a no age statement. It's the same recipe, but you will notice on this one that the color is clearly more of a mahogany, whereas the green is going to be a kind of a light copper or medium copper. So, one other huge release. Okay, so the green and the reds are ongoing, but the blue is typically more of a limited kind of an annual release. It may be released more than once a year, but it's in much smaller batches. It also is non-chill filtered, and that's a big deal here. So, it's kind of reminds me of like the Russell's versus Kentucky Spirit, kind of like
Yeah.
chill filter versus non-chill. So you get a non-chill filtered, it's more limited release. It just started being released in 2019, 20, and you're getting a much higher proof. So I'm really excited about this because it should be a much more complex Weller.
What is the Weller 12 go for secondary? Just a place it in the.
About the same as the Bloom.
It's usually in the 200
Bulletproof.
to 250.
Yeah. It's about the
Weller
same.
12 is hard to, that's hard to beat, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. And so
That
the
is.
12 is bottled, of course, a much lower proof. And this certainly at 114 proof is going to warrant
Where's the
a
12
good
bottle? Where's
comparison.
the proof? 12 proofed? Is it 100?
90,
No,
or
it's in the
90?
90s. I think it's up there.
90, 90 proof,
Whatever.
I
90
believe.
proof.
So,
Oh, that's, I
yeah,
didn't, okay.
you
I'd
can
for.
probably check it out. I don't think it's 94. I think it's 90. So this is at 114, which would be about 20%
Let me pop. See if I
higher
can get a
profile.
pop. I don't know if I can.
No, it doesn't come. I'm telling you, it doesn't come through. You got to,
Oh, it
yeah,
doesn't. Let me
no.
try.
You can, I mean, you can.
That was terrible.
It was terrible. That one actually may
Yeah.
come through because it
Yeah.
was like not the.
That might be the worst pop
When
in the
it's
history
history,
of
when it's
pops.
like sharp,
That wasn't even a
yeah,
pop.
there's no sound.
Yeah.
Well, part of
Well,
the problem
expensive microphone.
is when you're sitting around drinking foolproof last night with a bunch of politicians, that's what
Yeah.
we get to do the proof positive today.
Well,
So that hollow finish is probably low.
it's the
Were
politicians.
they drank
That's our
were
hollow
they whiskey
souls.
people? Were they whiskey people? Did they appreciate it?
They loved it. They could definitely see the difference going from a special to a 107 to the foolproof. It was clearly the winner in both viscosity, flavors,
Yeah. Legs are crazy. Color's beautiful. Nose is great.
yeah, the color is really dark. How does this compare to like a Weller 12 in like the color?
It's a good question. I
Good
don't know.
Lord. That's good.
But it is so darn good. I'm the What you're going to get from this, you don't get probably from the 12, is more of the creme brulee.
But buddy, I can't taste
What I'm
creme
trying
brulee
to
in
say is
anything.
that those charred caramel flavors you're going to get,
No, he doesn't know what
from
creme
the
brulee.
sweetness
The
of
only
the
time that I actually can taste creme brulee
heat.
is when I'm actually eating creme brulee. I'm not
Yeah.
going to taste a whiskey and say, "Oh, that tastes good."
Oh,
I
I
mean,
totally get it.
the color. I grabbed
Pretty
a
similar.
12. Looks a little darker.
Grabbed a bottle of
Could be the
12,
light.
which is 90 proof. Joe was right, of course. But it,
I like the screw top.
yeah.
Yeah, but
Honestly, maybe I'm just lowbrow.
it's
I
just
don't.
old
I don't
school.
need wax,
No
and I don't need.
no comment.
You still like me,
I'd love
but
you.
we could have done a side by side with the 12. And the 12, honestly, people like to compare the green with the red, with the 12, the black. But the reality is, the blue, the foolproof, is the natural extension
No, this makes
of
sense.
antique because
Yeah.
you're going from 90 to 107 to 114. So if you want to do a tasting where people, which these are all grew up to be Pappy Van Winkles, if you want to taste that and you want to see the effect of proof, right, and the non-chill filtered on this relative to the chill filter,
So t
it's
all right.
unbelievable the
So
difference.
explain to me, what could we expect? Like, what's the difference
Good question.
in taste or on the nose or what between a chill filtered and a non-chill filtered? What could we expect? And I know that you like one is like creaminess, right?
Yeah, your chill filter would kind of makes it a little more smoothie, but you
Like
think about
mellow.
like your, yeah, it mellows it out a little bit, makes it a smoother whiskey, but it's kind of like you start thinking about your uncut, unfiltered whiskeys. Your non-chill filtered are not going through that extra process, and you tend to get a stronger tasting, like, and different
Was
stronger
that good?
flavors in the whiskey. I personally find it, I mean, if I
Yeah, I
drink
like
them,
it.
I like Russell Reserve much more over
Yeah.
a Kentucky Spirit. I mean, they're
Buddy,
the
I don't
same
know,
dude.
man. I don't know. I didn't, that would be a good double barrel.
Yeah.
Russell 10
Well,
versus
they're both, I
Kentucky
think,
Spirit.
yeah,
Those are so damn good.
they're both good, but I think it's, yeah, you get like stronger
Yeah.
flavors. It's less
And people will have a
mellow.
preference towards one chill filtered, like, versus a non-chill
Yeah.
filtered. But I would say this, the caramel flavors on this one, they just absolutely explode. And it's really a thick, like tasting, like very creamy tasting whiskey
Yeah.
to me. It's if you were to have this side
Long
by
finish.
side, yeah, you'd get the heat with 107, you get the heat of the 107, but here you'd get like more of the kind of creamier, fuller flavors that a
Yeah.
non-chill filtered can produce.
So 107, we have chilled filtered and non-chilled filters, right? So we have some of the ones that, like, I don't know if they're
Yeah.
older bottles or whatever, but we have those. I've got
What
a
is that? What it is?
Yeah,
I have a couple bottles of each of the
they have a
chilled and the
few.
non-chilled.
Yeah, the non-chill would be
It'd be
the result
interesting
of
to
these two.
taste those side by side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to see if particularly me, if I could pick out the difference, because I probably couldn't. One would be hotter,
Hot, a little bit hotter, and there's some question about
even though they're the
whether,
same proof.
Yeah, and I also wonder whether the foolproof, they don't disclose age statements here, whether it has a tendency to be a year or two older. Like they're looking for a certain profile, right, on this. But I have to say this is that being fined for $200 a bottle, it's,
Foolproof?
oh yeah,
Yeah. Good
it's
luck.
so out, but it's so outstanding. It kind of reminds me of going for the Blanton's straight from the barrel, from
Yeah.
from the regular Blanton's. Like, I really love that.
Yeah,
I don't care for the regular Blanton's, but I
Oh,
love
I
it.
do. I
What's it?
love the regular
What's
Blanton's.
interesting to
I'm a
me.
tater,
Yeah.
though.
What's interesting to me is I'll acknowledge, I think it will have aired in this order, but both of our double barrels with Pappy, with Old Rip, with 15 year, I picked the other whiskey, right? And I do think, so same recipe, ostend as far as we know, but I think I'd lean towards a younger whiskey, like a 7, 8 year,
Yeah,
nine
you're
year
that 6 to 8
whiskey.
year guy.
I think that's what I like
But
because,
I wonder if you put this up against the Larceny Barrel Proof.
oh,
oh, it's
no,
Tough.
larceny,
Tough.
larceny,
But it's
100%,
similar
buddy. I
recipe,
know,
similar
yeah,
age, right? You
that
know what I'm
larceny
talking
was so
about?
good,
The
though.
nose is like outstanding on this.
Larceny. I think if we did a blind of larceny with other, I'm not sure there is a weeded bourbon that could beat larceny barrel proof.
But if I think
But I
I
was proving his theory of the, he likes
the younger,
that 8 year-ish range, and this really falls into that. And I wonder,
Well, some of my
the
favorite
nose is
whiskey.
so good on
So
this.
Elijah Craig Barrel Proof, Booker's, right? Stag, Junior. Those are all,
Six
seven,
to eight
six
year,
to eight year whiskeys, right? High proof, 6 to 8 year
right. And
whiskey.
this is right there.
It's good. We've done this whole podcast and I figured out what I like.
And
It's perfect.
if you
This is our last
thank
podcast then.
guys,
Yeah,
we're
thanks
done.
for all the
But
help.
you can imagine if you took this 2 or 4 more years older, right? If you went to 10 or 12 years of age, the oak may over dominate
Yeah, I think it
this.
mellows out. I like the brighter flavors, and I think it mellows those out, and you get more oak. We talked about like tannic flavors on another episode. I think you start to get more of that, which is not bad. It doesn't, but I don't know. In terms of if I'm picking, yeah, but this is great.
And just for shits and giggles, I brought the Weller Antique 107, another bottle with me, so that if anybody clearly wants to pour a second to kind of compare, and they can do it. But this is not a double barrel; it's a
Yeah.
review of this. But I think this really, to taste the difference between the two, is
There's a distinct difference.
there's such a distinct difference between the two. The Weller, I mean, it really is kind of like, is it worth the step up? It's, to me, I mean, just if you can get it, for that, and prices have really fallen on that bottle.
Oh, that's
On
interesting.
foolproof? Yeah, on the foolproof, it had
Yeah.
dropped into that 225 range, 200, and it really was a lot higher before.
So if I, when I compare this to the Weller 12, I prefer the Weller 12.
Really?
But the foolproof, I like better than the antique, but $100 more, I'm not so sure. I don't know. Like antique is really good. Again, to me, CYPB is like the king on the Weller lineup, although I really like the single barrel too. I'm not sure I would pay the extra $100 for this over the Antique 107. I'm not sure.
All right, but straight up though, so thumbs up, down.
Oh, I
Where,
love it. It's great.
but on value, like no comparison. If you just are choosing on this, are you paying $250 for this bottle?
Honestly,
Be honest with us.
no.
No, okay, interesting.
No.
Yeah, this guy.
But I would pay 250 for Weller 12.
We're surrounded by millions of dollars of whiskey.
No, that's not true. Don't be
This
breaking into my house thinking you're gonna.
that's Joe's house, actually.
Yeah, no, that's Kyle's house.
I'll put the address on Facebook. Oh,
Yeah,
man.
I'm two thumbs up. Honestly, I think it's fantastic whiskey, and for two compared to a lot of other stuff out there, stuff we've tasted, is do I think it's worth? Yeah, I do. Is it like when you start comparing to other stuff, like what do I prefer? Would I buy this over that? That gets harder. But is this worth 250 overall? Yeah, I think it is.
I think if you put it side by side with a 107, and then I think you would see like there's a noticeable
All right, pass it over.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
Pass me that
Just that.
107. Hell, all we got free air. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not like
We're
we
not
got air
cutting this
time.
off.
We don't have to cut it off at
You
12
get,
minutes.
yeah. Well, you guys can turn it
All
off.
right.
Don't
So
feel bad.
I am like a huge two thumbs up on this one.
Yeah,
Like it kind of again reminds me of going, and I know Ben likes regular Blanton's, but I'd pay extra if I could get that straight from the barrel at 250 a bottle, I pay it all day over
Oh, yeah,
regular.
I agree
Well,
completely.
straight from the barrel and gold are, that's, they're just next level. All right. So we're just, we just turned
Just
this
drink
into
it
essentially
and
a double barrel contest.
not quite. We're just kind
All
of,
right. So on the
they're the exact.
nose, there is a noticeable
Yeah.
difference on the nose between the full proof and the 107.
For
And
sure.
I've never done these side by side before.
Oh, no, I'm full proof all day.
Yeah.
And
Oh,
I love 107.
now you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm full.
Like
Yeah.
everybody loves
You agree? I agree.
107, and then when you try the
Yeah.
whole
No.
like look,
The flavor is so different.
I
So
had
much better.
six senior politicians in my bar last night, and I lined all three up. We started with the green, we finished with the blue, and they all love bourbon, but in the end, like it was not even a competition. It
They
was
all went
like,
for foolproof.
I mean, it was just clearly as we did the progression, the better whiskey. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's got all the everything you'd want, and maybe some of that for me is the non-chill filter. You know,
Yeah, I
like
think that's right.
man, you just
Yeah,
feel
well,
like a little fuller.
I'm only gonna buy. I'm only gonna if I can compare the 107s, the chilled and the non-chilled side by side. I want to see which one I like better. Because if non-chilled is so much better, why doesn't everybody just do non-chilled filter?
It's not that it's a preference more than anything. Like some people want a smoother
Well, yeah, I think, yeah.
whiskey and they want
Well,
certain flavors to permeate from
whiskey has
the,
changed. I mean, if you go
yeah.
back in time, you know, over 10 years, 15 years, like these guys were all trying to produce, the distillers were all trying to make the smoothest whiskey. That was
Right.
like the word. Now, though,
Now you can't use
everyone's
that
like,
word. People
no,
are like,
everyone
oh,
wants
you're a dork.
big, big, bold, like
Uncut,
uncut,
unfiltered. Come on, you
unfiltered,
called it
right?
smooth.
125 proof plus, you know, everybody wants
I
big
do
stuff.
enjoy that though. I mean, I enjoy those Stag Juniors that are 135, 138.
Yeah,
I
it just
like them.
depends on what you're in the mood
I
for, right?
love Garrison Brothers.
Now,
Mm-hmm. I
let's
mean,
not
that's
go there.
no, I'm telling you that, you know, those
You're
higher
gonna get
proof,
more hate mail,
I
Ben.
don't care. Bring it. Ben at bourbonpodcast.com.
Bring it.
Bring it. Send it.
All right. So do you want to
But this is
revise
about
your.
Weller. But
No. Okay.
now
So
that you've had them, now you get it what I'm
I
trying to tell you,
still,
Walter.
an extra $100 and
That's
$150
tough,
for my
right?
foolproof.
I know.
Listen, I'm never turning down a sip
Yeah.
of foolproof. Never will.
Well, I should have brought
It is
the.
outstanding. It is
Yeah.
really, really good.
Yeah.
I still prefer Weller 12 over foolproof. But I think foolproof is head and shoulders above 107.
If I brought the green over, also the special reserve, I mean, then you could take it to the next level, which is just, God, if it's on the shelf for $50 or
Oh,
$40 or $30,
yeah.
and
Every
then you
time. You don't get it on
compare,
the shelf. It's not on the shelf here. I mean, you
yeah,
can't. Even the
but
green,
it
people are
is,
waiting in line for it. It's crazy.
yeah, and but it's on the shelves out there, and we all know, like, okay, you go buy that if it comes off the shelf immediately, but it's a noticeable difference between the two, but it's like the difference is so stark that they're two different whiskeys.
Yeah.
Well, is there a stark difference between the Weller Full Proof and the Weller Single Barrel?
So this is what I was
The
trying
blue
to get
versus the
at.
orange.
So the orange label is at a much lower proof. I don't know the age statement. I'm guessing it might be a little bit, maybe it's a year older or something like that. They always keep it in that sweet spot, you know.
Maybe, probably not. I mean,
But I'm gonna tell you that I think if you see a foolproof store pick, go buy that
buy
thing
it.
immediately.
Buy it.
And because the orange label is going to cost you $500 or
Yeah.
$600. What's the,
What
I
is it? What do they proof the orange at? 100?
It's
mean,
over there.
Yeah,
it is,
closer.
go ahead and grab it, Kyle, because I
Yeah.
think it's actually pretty low. It's like 90, it
I
might
don't
even be
remember.
90 proof, but
97.
97, I'm sorry,
Yeah.
97 proof. It's counterintuitive, right?
Sorry. To me, I mean, again, I'm a high proof, you know what? But like, this
Dork.
is, yeah. Because the
I know.
CYPB is 95. So, like,
Yeah.
this is by far the highest proof, which I
Yeah.
enjoy.
Yeah.
The flavor profile is fantastic.
So it to me, I'd go with this all day long over those two. If you the 107 is still fairly priced, and the green, the special order definitely priced well. But I think the full proof is not getting its due. The secondary pricing is falling to a point where it's 200, 225 in some boards I've seen. I
I agree.
mean, it's getting to a point where it's like really affordable for a really high end. I mean, think about this, 114 proof. None of your upper end Pappies from 12 on up to, you know, the 15, the 2020, even remotely approach
I know,
114 proof.
quit. All right, let's stop because you're
Sorry.
now convincing everybody they need to go load
Yeah,
up
don't do
on full
this.
proof.
Yeah, we all want to go buy
don't,
them.
Don't cash out your 401ks and buy full proof.
You're selling too hard. Save it for us, Joe.
Oh, I know. What's wrong with
Save
me?
it for us.
All right.
It's very good. And now comparing it side by side to 107.
Thank you.
Would I take two bottles of 107 for one bottle of foolproof? That's essentially the value difference, right?
Yeah.
I'll type
tough
foolproof.
Call. Maybe I've changed my mind. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So for posterity's sake, I mean, there's like three people that are going to listen through to this point.
That's not true.
I'm two thumbs up.
We've actually got like a 70% people listen
God
to me.
God bless.
You got to draw them in somehow. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know how we do it, but
thank
we do
you.
it.
We
they
love
listen.
you.
They just, they like people just
Yeah.
like to hear us ramble.
I'm like a huge two thumbs up on the
Yeah.
foolproof. I mean, huge. I'm like way up there. I say go ahead and
Extra thumbs.
under 225 or under 250. Just go ahead and get a bottle.
Six fingers.
That's it.
He's got like three.
I got
he's got three thumbs.
Two toes and two thumbs. That's
What,
it.
Ben? Where do you come out?
Two thumbs up.
Okay. All right.
But
We got
is it.
It
My favorite Weller? It is not.
All right.
But damn, I don't know. It's so good,
That's
especially when
good.
you compare it to 107.
Kind of hurts.
Good.
Yeah.
It hurts so
Is
good.
it? So I have you ever seen, honestly, have you ever seen foolproof on the shelf?
Never.
Ever?
No.
Has
Never.
anyone ever called you from a store and said,
No.
hey, man, I got a foolproof. Come and get it? Never.
I wonder though, on the
I
second
bought,
Patrick Street,
yeah, maybe Patrick
did
Street.
they do a barrel pick or was it like they just
No,
got in?
I
They
think I've
got it
got,
in.
I think I've got one there before.
Yeah.
I have never, ever.
Yeah.
And I get some crazy calls.
And
Hey,
where else?
man, I got
I've
a,
bought a couple of store picks before
So
too.
let's be fair there, because it could be that if you're trying to buy on a retailer in the second, maybe it is three or 350 or 400, but I'm
I'm still
seeing
a
it.
buyer. It's a
I'm
buyer.
seeing on the boards at this 225 level right now,
No,
like
that's
if
where it
you're
is.
on there.
That's where it is on Unicorn Auctions,
Oh,
everywhere else.
really?
Now they've got the,
Yeah.
15%
I
buyer
buy that
premium, and
pretty.
but it's in the
It's
200 to
good.
250 range.
Fair to say, if you are a fan of, if you love Pappy, you've had a sip here or there, you're a fan of the other Wellers you've tried.
Well, what about William Rue Weller, right? Which is
Turn
bottled at
that
like
up.
130 proof. This is a 114 proof younger version of that.
For 10% of the price. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
There you go.
10%. Yeah.
300 or 250 instead of like 1500 bucks.
Yeah.
So
You
Buy
can't
it.
get a William Lurie Weller for 1500.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's $2,500
It's
off.
like 10%. Buy it.
It's
Yeah.
falling.
Yeah. We're gonna this.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, there are lots going on with the whiskey
It's
market
the
right now.
whole
We can talk.
market is just, we don't have to go there, but yeah, it's,
Yeah,
no, it
that's
is.
another
It is.
episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. So I think we've got six
Yeah.
thumbs up for
Yeah.
those who stayed to the end.
And Joe's toes as well.
I got to tell you, so I said in the beginning, this is only the second time I've had foolproof.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Cool.
It's very good. It's I hate to use such amateurish terms. It's more complex
Yeah.
That is.
Than some of the others. It's more complex than Weller 12. But the reason I like Weller 12 is it's just so damn easy. It's like
Smooth.
I don't want to say
Smooth.
that because everybody hates that word, but it's pleasing to me.
Maybe
Okay, that's better. That's a better
it's the
word. Pleasing.
better word would be like it's a complete whiskey. All
Well,
the things that you would be looking for.
it's an easy drinker.
Yeah. But it's easy and the
There.
flavors and the finish and the no everything is perfect about
All right. Seven thumbs up.
it.
Two for me,
Yeah.
two for Kyle. Joe's got three thumbs and he put
One
them all
thumb.
up.
Yeah.
Weller foolproof. Get it. Joe says pay secondary for it. I say, well, you're not going to find it at the store. So yeah, do whatever you want. Thanks for tuning in. Are you enjoying Bourbon Podcast? Be sure to leave us a review. Let us know how we're doing. And by the way, thanks for listening.
Let's get you back to some of that light that shine. Get yourself.